بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, all goodness begins with filling our hearts with the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. When the heart is filled with the glory and magnificence of Allah, it means the slave recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just a name, it's not just a sound, it's not just a word, but he knows who Allah is. He is aware of the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is aware of how he himself or herself benefits from this glory and magnificence. And so when he stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in salah, and he says Allahu Akbar, this is a very personal statement that is touching his heart. Now, and therefore, because the heart is filled with the glory and magnificence of Allah, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only becomes easy, it becomes the normal thing, it becomes the habit, it becomes something which is as natural as breathing. You cannot even imagine the alternative of that, just as you cannot imagine the alternative of not breathing. I'm using the example of breathing especially because of the many painful ways to die, may Allah save us from all of them. One of the worst is through acute inability to breathe, right? Respiratory failure, acute respiratory failure. This is one of the worst, because a person is just gasping for breath, and that's how drowning is so painful, because that's what happens. The lungs fill up with water, and you cannot breathe. You start breathing water. May Allah protect us from all of these things. So the point I want to make is that therefore, the key is to fill our hearts with the glory and magnificence of Allah. Now, how is that to be done? It is the most simple thing in the world. All it requires is for us to use our senses, our eyes, our ears, and what Allah has given us, touch, feel, and reflect. As long as we do that, then feeling the magnificence and glory of Allah is the simplest thing in the world. Last night as I was walking to the masjid, there was a full moon. Absolutely, and it looked like it was close enough to touch. Big full moon. One of the benefits here is the absolutely clean atmosphere, so, you know, the moon shines very beautifully. Now, thought in my mind was, what is the moon? It's a satellite. It reflects the light of the sun. But you know and I know that mud and earth or sand or rocks or the equivalent of that do not reflect anything. They don't reflect light. So how is it that this moon shines as if it's a mirror in the sky? An absolutely fabulous mirror in the sky which is reflecting the light of the sun. Now I know there's a scientific explanation for that, so I'm not going into that. But the point I'm saying is just straightforward reflection, not necessarily to answer a question, but just to marvel at the glory and magnificence of the one who created this. As I'm sitting and talking to you, there is a cardinal, a northern cardinal, which perches on a fir tree, which is right outside my bedroom window. And about this time, he sings his song. It's a beautiful, magnificent bird, and I'll send a picture of that with this as a reminder. Blood red in color with markings around the eyes and the beak that look like he's wearing a mask. You know, one of those, not a mask to cover the nose and mouth, but a mask to cover the eyes, like a pair of spectacles. Black ones. He's got some beetling eyebrows, as if he's angry. If you look at his face, and the most beautiful voice, and he sings a song, and he sings and he sings. And as they say, the bird sings not because he has a message, the bird sings because he has a song. And this bird certainly has a song, beautiful, beautiful song. Sometimes along with him comes his comes Mrs. Cardinal, which is, she is slightly, she's not as brightly colored as he is, but equally beautiful with a crest on the head, just like him, just like he has. The beak is the same red color. And they feed from the feeders as well as they feed from the ground, feed for seed that has dropped to the ground. And especially when he finds some delectable piece, he calls her or he goes up to her and he feeds her with his beak directly. Glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. I hung up suet in the suet feeder. Now, until the suet feeder was hung up, there was not a single woodpecker in sight. I didn't even know whether there were any in this part of the country. I mean, I know they are there in this part of the country. I mean, in this area where I live. One day later, less than 24 hours later, I have a downy woodpecker and a red-bellied woodpecker on the same suet feeder. Who tells them that this food is available? Who sent them? Where do they come from? I have here rose finches, which are also called house finches, and old world sparrows galore. The feeders are a boon for them, so they seem to have multiplied like nobody's business. They have nests in the casuarina fir and fir trees, which are on the boundary of my house, and now the whole place is filled with little ones. Glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are Razzaq udul Quwwati al-Mateen. I've hung out now a hummingbird feeder. I'm hoping that it will attract some hummingbirds. And remember the my story of the hummingbirds, the ruby-throated hummingbird that comes all the way down from Chile and from South America, all the way up here north to the up here to North America. Well, I'm hoping one of them will turn up here. The glory and magnificence of Allah. And then recently I read about how sperm whales sleep. And that's a story by itself. And I'm going to ask Umair to share that link as well. Just some fabulous photographs, like you won't believe. And guess what they do? They dive down very, very deep. They take a deep breath. They dive down way deep into the ocean. And then they arrange themselves vertically. Head pointing up, tail pointing down. They arrange themselves vertically. And like a circle of pillars, you have these whales which are sleeping. And that one breath which they take, remember whales are mammals, they're not fish. So they need to breathe. They need to come up out of the water to breathe. So, that one breath they take is good for 2 hours. So, they are down below, way below the surface of the ocean, deep down, arranged like pillars in a circle, and they are fast asleep. Arranged vertically, fast asleep, on that one breath of air they take. And you have this beautiful picture of this diver took this picture of males and females and calves, and it's subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. My brothers and sisters, my point I want to make is very simple. The point I want to make is that whether you're looking at a little spider or you're looking at a cockroach, which is the only thing, as they say, which will remain after the most intelligent species that ever existed, as we like to call ourselves, will eventually destroy itself in a nuclear holocaust. That's the level of our intelligence, doesn't destroy ourselves. But the only thing that will remain alive after all that is over is the cockroach. So whether you look at that cockroach, or whether you look at a spider, or whether you look at a sperm whale, or you look at a blue whale, if you look at a magnificent elephant in the grasslands of Botswana, or you look at one of the fabulous leopards in Vilpattu or Yala in Sri Lanka, the kingdom of leopards, or whether you look at the king of all beasts, the tiger in Ranthambore, or I never saw one in Bandhavgarh, but I believe there are lots of them. The point I'm making is that no matter what it is, even when you look at the monumental stupidity of human beings, in that also there is the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say that Allah created this creature who at the same time is so intelligent, so amazingly talented, and Allah gave him so much knowledge, and yet he is able to do something as incredibly stupid as promoting hatred, as spending a colossal amount of money, many hundreds of multiples on creating weapons of mass destruction than they spend, the same intelligent so-called human beings spend on public health or education. Yeah, amazing. We have to sort of think and say, SubhanAllah, bihamdi, SubhanAllah al-Azim, what kind of paradoxes are there in creation? What kind of the glory and reflection of the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to appreciate His creation, of which we are a part, in every sort of way, and to praise Him and to glorify Him and to fill our hearts with His glory and nur. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with the joy of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not as a burden, not as a musibah, not as a duty even, but as something that we leap to do, something we love to do, something we chase and search to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send, today is Jumu'ah, and of course every time, but especially in Jumu'ah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remind you and myself to send more and more salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially today on Yawmul Jumu'ah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your du'as and give you that special sa'a when He accepts the du'as of people on this particular day. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.